Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're seeing some amazing things in the earth today. You're seeing some exciting things. You're seeing the blessings of God, the power of God, but simultaneously, you're seeing darkness, different things happen. And so, you know what? When you go back and read in the Bible, and I just want to encourage you today, when you go back and read what God is doing in the timeline of the New Testament, for example, and then you pull out of that timeline and begin to look at the timeline, what was happening in the earth at the same time, it's like, it was no different.
Yeah.
The Persian Empire, Rome was doing what they were doing. All these different things was happening on and happening, and you still got robbed on the road, you know, out there. Remember that Paul talked about, I got robbed and different things took place. And somebody said, this must not be God because I got robbed. It's like, you know, Paul got robbed, shipwrecked, falsely accused, all these different things. And I want to encourage you that don't get so focused on dark things and the storm in a way that it paralyzes you and keeps you from living your life. I mean, look at reality. Look at what's going on. But, you know, you have God. If you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, God is with you. Begin to have confidence, even in the midst of what's going on, and say, you know what? I'm going to be on God's timeline. The world's doing what it's doing. But despite all that, that God's going to be God, and God's going to take care of his folks. He's going to bless us. He's going to protect us. He's going to speak to us. And he's going to fellowship with us as we fellowship with him. And that's so important because sometimes you can miss it. You get so caught up in watching a 24-hour news cycle or they're bringing stuff to you continually, that's what you focus on. But if you go back and look at what took place in the birth of the church in the book of Acts, what's happening at the time of the gospels and being written, that it was great that, you know, Rome was doing what they were doing. I mean, they were doing all those things that are evil in the context of that. And all these different kings and czars and whatever, that's all happening at the same time. But God was still being God. Even when you think about, you know, Israel coming out of Egypt, well, all these things are going on, but understand why God's talking, having this conversation with Moses and Israel and meeting with them in the tent of meetings and that type of thing, that simultaneously there was other countries that were doing their day-to-day life. They were going about whatever they did, you know, worshiping these false gods and, you know, having children and their perspective of family, all these different things was going on. But there's this other timeline going on. It was the timeline of God. They had no idea. The people of the earth had no idea that God had pulled out a people out of Egypt. The people had no idea at the time that this one man named Abram at the time, was pulled out of the land that he was in and began the timeline of God, what God was going to do. But everybody in his family still continued when he left them in this particular land that he lived in, which I believe was in Iraq, I'm not sure, or Turkey. But when he left them, they continued about their life. But this is the difference today. Today we have press, we have media, we have digital communication. Today, when you are, you know, walking your timeline with God, we have an infiltration of fiery darts coming from the evil one, sending, you know, stuff on your news reports and your television or your computers or your mobile phone devices or whatever. And now you're actually hearing what's happening in these other places, this other timeline. And what you can do is lose your focus. You can actually get so caught up in that. That's all you talk about. It's all you think about. And all of a sudden you're thinking the answers are political and you're moving in the same way the world would move because your focus is on the world. Think about it. Your focus is on the world instead of on God. Understand, despite what's happening in the world, God moves on his timeline just like he always has. And you don't have to measure where you are in God based off what's happening on the dark timeline, what's happening in the world. And it will encourage you because so many people right now are being hindered from obeying God because they're waiting for the worldly timeline to get right. It's like, no, actually, it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But they can jump from that dark timeline. They can jump from that dark timeline to the light timeline by making Jesus the Lord of their life. They can move from a dark life to a light life. They can leave darkness and enter into the light. So we can say, you know what? I got to stay faithful in walking in the light as Jesus walked in the light, because those are truly sons of God. And be there in such a way that when people are seeing from the dark side, They're seeing you walk in the light. They're going, there's hope. All this negative stuff happening to me or my community or my nation and all these different things. I mean, think about it. All this is happening. It doesn't have to happen to me because God's going to protect me.
Mm-hmm.
If I make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life like they did or he did or like she did, it just shows them God. But sometimes you look at them and you think about it, it's like we try to give a light perspective of what's going on to show you, okay, yeah, we're looking at what's happening out there and we want every man to know Christ. We want no man to die outside of having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're reaching out, but our focus is on Jesus. Our focus is on the light. There's no fear in those who abide with God. And so I want to encourage you when you're seeing these different things and you even hear us talking about some different reports, hang on for the light perspective. Wait for the biblical view that we're talking about, because you need to be able to look at that, discern the seasons and the time, but never letting your heart shrink back because of fear of watching what's happening. And I say that because it's just going to get worse in that realm, in that other timeline. If you look back at all the big revivals that took place, you look back what was happening during the times of Azusa Street,
mm-hmm.
you look what was happening in the time of the latter rain, and you look what happened during so many different moves of God, that was simultaneously moving one timeline, God was moving, and simultaneously is another timeline. You know, things are happening, what we call history.
Mm.
You know, things was happening with folks. You know, some people were getting married. Some people were, you know, not being married, having children. They were getting jobs. They were working, building businesses. They were running for political offices. They were taking over to be king somewhere. I mean, all that was going on.
Some of the best of times and worst times,
exactly.
Right?
That's exactly it. And we can miss the best of times by thinking that we are defining ourselves where we are based on the worst of times. And he says, listen, in this lifetime, your troubles are going to come. But cheer up. I've overcome this life. Stay in the light. Walk in the light. And so as we're sharing this to give you perspective, prophetic timelines, things that are happening, what God's about to do, and how to respond to it. And God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, so we cannot just bury our head in the sand of denial and say that our economy's not crashing type thing or something of that nature and think that that's going to work out for us. It's not, because Jesus said even people that don't even know him can discern the seasons of the times, but my own people can't even discern it.
Yeah, it's like trying to not discuss the fact that you're sick when in reality you are sick, but in order to talk about the healing, we've got to first mention the fact that you're sick. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There is healing. There is healing. It is coming, but we have to identify that first we are sick.
It's like Ken Summerall, Brother Ken, my spiritual father's with the Lord now. They're in the faith movement that was taking place, that he was teaching at a particular school and a church in Georgia, I believe it was. And of course that was the time when it's like, you know, you can't say anything that's, you know,
right.
You just can't, you know, and he's teaching and somebody put something on the floor when he's teaching. So he slipped down, and when he slipped down, he hit the ground, hit the floor, and he got back up to continue preaching. But at that point was he had broke a rib.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't even know it. So he's actually preaching and teaching, continuing on with this broken rib, but it was in the faith movement. So you're saying, so he started saying things like, he would say, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed, but it hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. And what he found out was he had a broken rib. And of course, that's right. The beginning of, you know, our generation understanding how to walk in. The reality is we can face the facts just like Abraham did and still be unwavering in our faith that God mm-hmm. is able to do what he said he can do. This stuff about, you know, step on a crack, you break your mother's back. Oh my goodness!
Right.
These little religious teachings that cause you to think that, you know, you've lost everything because you said the word lost, versus saying, you know what, Abraham, the father of faith, the one in whose bosom you're going to be received when you go to heaven, according to the word of God, in Romans chapter 3, I believe he says, or 4:3, when he says that Abraham faced the facts that his body could not do what God wanted it to do, and his wife's body could not do what God said it was going to do. And he said he faced that, but he still was fully persuaded, despite his reality, that God was going to be able to do what he said he was going to do. He didn't waver in his faith. Against all hope, in hope, he believed and so became. So I want to encourage you to relax a little bit. You know, get right. confident in God. If God said this is what I'm going to do, this is what he's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's waiting for you to believe that. Not to have some magical word phrase that's going to manipulate God. You can't manipulate God. He's waiting for you to trust him.
Yeah.
And he knows at that point in your mind, in your heart, that he knows, you know, if we're trusting him or not.
There's an arc in God. I mean, even in the worst of days, when you look back in the times of Noah, where it was raining torrential, it was a period of judgment, there was safety for those who were with God. Mm-hmm. And so no matter how bad it looks or how tough it's going to be, if you stay with God, you're going to be okay.
That's exactly it. And you can, you know, you, I mean, you think about it. God told Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations, mm-hmm. which means he was going to have a kid.
Hmm. Or two.
Or three. And he couldn't have one.
All right.
And then finally, you know, you come up with a couple of ideas. It didn't work out. We're still dealing with that. That he still did not waver in the fact God is not a man that he would lie. He was like, God said it. It's a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not amazing? Imagine this. Imagine this. Imagine if you spent your entire life believing God despite your circumstances. You trusted God. When God said, I'm going to do it, you didn't waver despite, even at the point of your last breath, you knew God could do it. And then you stand before God. A lot of people that think worldly would go, well, it didn't happen. No, it didn't happen in your generation. But Abraham looked for a city that was not built by human hands. And that city has yet to manifest here on the face of the earth, but it is in heaven, and he saw it, the New Jerusalem. Yeah, he saw this. So he faced the throne of God with faith to the very end of seeing this city. Now imagine if you just get rid of all those other paradigms, go, you know what? I just believe God.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe him. I mean, when God shows you stuff, when God shows me stuff, and there's a lot of people lined up, I learn not to cast your pearls before swine, right?
Right.
But, you know, he's like, oh, swine, you're stomping my pearls and eating me, you know, devouring me. That's what he says. Don't do that, because if you do, if you tell certain people certain things, they're using the adversary to be able to destroy you. And it's like really strange, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And, but you can hold them when God says something to you. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break, because I want to encourage you to begin to hold on to what God has said. Continue to talk about, you know, encouraging you to remember that you want to look at, understand simultaneously when God does what he does with his folks and what he's doing in the earth. It happens simultaneously with another timeline. And to be honest with you, when you look at Christians today in America, they're more into the worldly timeline. Mm-hmm. What's happening? How long? Can I get a good job? What's, you know... Can
economy
I get a raise?
Focus, right.
What's that?
Economy focus, me focus.
Politics focus, and all these different things. And it's like, that means you're not even thinking about the light timeline,
yeah.
What that means. And when you think about that, that means you're missing out what God is doing. Because you only have a short period of time to be involved. Understand, those are not the same timelines. They are not the same timelines. Because look at it, God didn't write about and it could put anything he wanted to through the unction of the Holy Spirit as these men were writing out the word of God. They could have talked about the Persian Empire. They could have talked about the Roman Empire. They could have talked about all these different things that was going on this other timeline. But he didn't, because it's irrelevant. We're all born into darkness. We're all born into sin. And we're born in a condemned state. And when we hear about Jesus, we get to that particular point in our life, whatever that is, we hear about Jesus, we come out of darkness and we're saved from death. We're saved from the other timeline.
Hmm.
And so that's just going to happen. It happened since the Garden of Eden. This other timeline's been going on. But God began a timeline that if you can follow it all the way, that's the one we got to be involved in. That's the one that's going to count. Every single person who has not yet, or that ends their life without making Jesus Christ the Lord of their life. I mean, think about this. In the Gentile realm, understand this. At that particular point, it's over. That's your only one chance to be able to make a choice for Jesus. Think about that. Mm. That's your only choice. And it's like, my goodness. I've been spending my whole life, you're probably worried and concerned and anxious, and you're thinking about how can you keep your money, how could you keep your house, mm-hmm. how can you keep your job, mm-hmm. It's like, ah, you're off the timeline, mm-hmm. because the other timeline is like, God, you gave this house to me, you gave this increase to me, you gave this job to me, and I'm thankful for it, and it's not my God, it's just what I live in, it's what I where I work at, but you bless the work of my hands, a whole different viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Because it's gonna, the dark timeline is going to get darker. Mm-hmm. And the goal of that dark timeline is to destroy as many people as possible before they actually make a choice to enter into the light, the other timeline. That's what, that's the goal of Satan. But the goal of God is for us to be the light, to shine the liar light. He commands us, go be the light of the world, so that those that are walking in darkness can see the light in our life and see the goodness of God. And they say, you know what? I want that life. And you know what? When you make that decision for Jesus Christ, you enter into this other timeline. They call it an eternal timeline. And it's truly ticking down for the days that you can do something in the context of this lifetime for God to be able to test your faith. Mm-hmm. So you have something to show God in the context of it, to say thank you, living a life of gratitude. But you have to be careful what you watch and who, what you listen to. And because it's just amazing how that other timeline is the loudest thing in the world right now, it seems like. And the quietest thing right now in the world is the church. Mm-hmm. You know, where are the Billy Grahams? Where are the folks that stand up and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in love? You know, where are those folks that do that? Where are the timeline, the light timeline folks? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, we've been dark focused. We've been thinking that they're integrated, that it's the same timeline. There's only one, you know, this, then that, then the other thing. No. He didn't even talk about it, but if you, in the Word of God, but he's like, no, this is, you know, Caesar and all that stuff was going on with the different Rome governments and parliaments were meeting and, you know, all that stuff was happening.
Didn't even faze him.
Didn't even faze him. As a matter of fact, when God wanted to use them, he used them in the context of when they were trying to stone and kill mm-hmm. Paul. He actually used them to be able to rescue Paul and bring him out. They used them to be able to carry Paul on a ship that ended up being shipwrecked, but guarded his life from being destroyed. And but other than that, those type of encounters, it's like, oh, think about it. I can leave this life of darkness. I can change what I watch, what I say, what I see. I can change my fellowship, people that I hang out with. And I hang out with people who have a light perspective and they're on that timeline. And I can reach out into the darkness for as many people who wants to come into the light. It comes on your timeline. Because it's always good in walking with God. It's mm-hmm. always good. But it's not good if you're in the world, if you're friends with the world. He says, Jesus said, the Word of God says, to be a friend of the world is to be an enemy of God. Thinking you can grab both these timelines and live your life. It's like, look at you, you're tormented and you're just miserable. If that's what you're doing, you're like, you're divided between two timelines. One is an eternal light timeline. You're redeemed, you're saved, you're looking ahead like Abraham was. You're fully persuaded that God is who he says he is. He can do what he said he can do. And it's going to be just like he said it's going to be. And the other one is like, how can I change this? What can I do to manipulate this thing? Who's going to take my job? Who's going to mm-hmm. do this? It's like, ugh. You're supposed to have a life of joy and rejoicing. And that. So I just want to encourage you, because we're going to talk about in this next part of the program about ISIS again. But understand, that is on the other timeline. And when these timelines touch each other, not through repentance, but through oppression, you're seeing people come into the light and to hurt people and to bring harm to people who are in mm-hmm. the light and to hurt the human race, but to keep them from coming into the light. And so we're going to talk about ISIS in a moment. This is this terrorist organization coming down, you know, out of Syria into Iraq, and they're trying to take over Baghdad and these different things. But understand, that's the other timeline. That's the total other timeline. And you can stay in the light, walk in peace, walk in love. At the same time, realize, you know, we don't want anybody to die in darkness. We want them to come into the light. That means we got to stand up and be bold for the light, for Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.